Okay, today's daf is Yevamos Yerushalmi daf Yudalet, as we finish up the second parak here of Maseches Yevamos, and we are on the bottom of Yud Gimel on the base. The Gemara is about to say Mimanafshach, but what is this going on? It's going on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, we're discussing cases of trust. That's some of the issues that are brought in these Bishtayas. How much do we what is the level of trust that we have for certain individuals are in certain situations? Remember, there were rumors about certain relationships, and then are they allowed to marry? The shliach that we just spoke about in the Mishnah, the shliach that brings the get from Medina Sayam, is he allowed to marry the woman that he is testifying about? We say no, because we're choshed that he wants to marry her, and that's why he might be making up a story. But then we had a machlokas in the Mishnah. The Tana Kama said that if a man comes and says, I killed Reuven, then or we killed Reuven, neither of those. Lo Yisa Zishto, he's not allowed, in those cases, he's not allowed to marry the woman, because we say that maybe he's going to do that because he's doing that because he wants to get married to this woman. Adibure Samchinan, and therefore it is not allowed. But Rabbi Yehuda says there's a chilek. Harakti, if Rabbi Yehuda says, if he says, I killed the man, Lo Tirasi Ishto, he's not allowed, the woman is not allowed to get married. Lo tinase ishto. Right, I didn't focus on this yesterday, the chiluk between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says the wife cannot get remarried. We don't trust him at all. But if he says we, then tinase ishto. Mimanafshach, he might not be able to be married the woman. The question is, what about other people? Do we trust him about others? So Rabbi Yehuda says, if he says I, we don't even trust him about others. She is not marriageable. Well, if he says we, then she can. So that's the Gemara's question. I mean, Mimanafshach, like what's the reasons? The Gemara is going to first talk about the first half of Rabbi Yehuda's statement. If he says I killed Reuven, then she cannot get remarried. Not only not to him, but to anybody. Why? So the Gemara says Mimanafshach Katle. If we believe him that he was the one that killed, then he's a murderer, and you can't trust him. And therefore, Chashad al Adavar lo Danav lo Meido. And the chashud al adavar, so then he's chashud, so then he can't be meyed on the thing that he is chashud about. So if we really would say that he killed her, he killed the man, so then we would have to throw him out of court and not trust him. Lo katzle, and if we don't believe him that he killed her, so then she's not dead. Then b'chayimu, then he's not dead. He's still alive, and therefore, Mimanafshach, this woman cannot get remarried. If he says that it was I. Let's just do the second line. Haragnu, but if he says we, so why is he saying we and not boast? He's already boasting. So why is he saying we and not I? So it must be he didn't really do it. It must be he must just have been there. Haragnuhu, so the carbon Ada switches the word. Siyate katle. His group killed him, but not him, right? He didn't take, he was just there. Siyate katle, says the carbon aid, the hachi birusho, lakach ne'eman lomar haragnuhu, dimitartzin dvarav, we interpret his words, sheritzono lomar shechaveirav haraguhu, his friends did it, vehu amar agaban, and he was there. Lefichati nasei lacherim shen dinemas, that's why she'd be able to get remarried, because we say we means they. Avalhu lo yisaena, halva samchina dibure, in other case, he can't marry her. The question is, can she get remarried? So we assume if he says we, so then it would be okay, because we interpret, again, his words as an umdana in his lashon. The Rashba says, here on this Gemara, on Daf Chafhei, the Rashba says, based on Tosfos, right, first, I mean, Tosfos says it, and the Rashba expands. I just read Tosfos first. Tosfos says here, on Daf Chafhei, what does it mean? Omeri avagav damar haranuhu, even though he says we, naase ka omer ani ayisi imhargav. We interpret it to say, I was with the murderers. That's how you interpret it. And the Rashba explains, Pierce Patos was dalav dafka de omer kin befeirish. Doesn't mean that he said, I was with. Elakala omer haragnu stam ka omer ani ayisi imhargav. Shilu haye bedai to lomer shuats mo arago, loye homer haragnu. He wouldn't have said we. He would have taken the credit. Elohay omer haraktiv. So that's the Rashi we interpret his words. What about the Tana Kama? And what's the Nukudas of Machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and the Tana Kama? Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, well, if he says, I killed, then we throw him out of court. Because he's a chashud. Right? And he's chashud in this area. We're not going to believe him. And what about the Tana Kama? So Tana Kama is based on two principles. Explain the Gemara and the Rishonim. there in the Bavli. Number one, Eina de Mesa Matzma Rasha. Principle of person, the law against self-incrimination. Right? Eina de Mesa Matzma Rasha. You can't self-incriminate yourself. Big topic. We'll mention one or two sources. It hasn't come up for a while. But the other point is, but what do you mean? If we don't believe him at all, then he's alive. So you also have to have the Pshat's principle of Palgina Dibura, that we're able to split his words. We can believe the fact that the husband's dead, but not built, right? And therefore, you know, it's always a tricky Palgina Dibura. There's a sugya Palgina Ne'amanus, right? How much, seems like a legal fiction of, you're allowed to believe half of his words and not the other half because of Eina Demesa Matzma Rasha. So, Lagabe, that you did it, we don't believe you. But Lagabe, it was done, we do believe you. Right? So it's a little tricky exactly how that works. Regarding the sugya of Eina Demesa Matzma Rasha, let's talk about that a little bit. Some Gemaras have that line along with Karov. Right? That a person, what's the svar for that? Well, you can't testify about your relative, you can't testify about yourself, because you're your own closest relative. So that's one approach to Adam Eina Demesa Matzma Rasha. According to that, though, some Achronim point out that in situations where you don't really need Eidus, that it should be allowed then. But if you don't need Eidus, Eidus excludes Karov. But, I don't know, Eina Chadema B'Surin might not be real Eidus. Or remember the sugyas that come up where Adam testified and said, you ate not kosher. You're chayva by accident. So you're chayva carbon. Or chaylev, let's say, which is a chayv kari. And he says, no. Mezid ayusi. Right? So if he says mezid ayusi, so then he's not chayva carbon. So is he not the mezid of Russia? So again, so I'm saying, well, if it has to be, that doesn't really need Eidus. There's a Tosfos that says that, oh, if he's doing tshuva, then he is believed. The Rambam, when he discusses Eina Demesa Matzma Rasha, he says the person has no ne'emanus because maybe he's lying. The Rambam in Perek Yud Ches of Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam says Gzeres Hakasufu. It's Gzeres Hakasuf. Shein Mamisin Bezdin Velo Malkin Es Ha'Adam Behodai Es Piv El Api Shneim. Gzeres Hakasuf, the person is not killed or get malchus except by two witnesses other than himself. V'zesh Arag Yoshua Achan V'David Lenera Maleki. So how did Yeshua ben Nun kill Achan, right? Besides the fact that the Goral went on Yehuda and went on Zerach and went on, the Goral said, until Achan finally says it was me, and Yeshua punished him. Or when David asked the Ger HaMaleki, he said, I killed Shaul. Let's go to one of the versions, whether Shaul committed suicide or it was an HaMaleki. That was Harasha Isa, Odin Malchus. That was a special din. Right, that's what's based on Eidam Eisatz Barashra to teach us. Avala Sanhedrin, Eid Mamisin Velo Malkin Hamode Ba'Avera. But Sanhedrin does not punish someone who admits. Why? And the Rambam here, after saying Zeres Akasiv, he gives a little svara. Shema Nitra Fadaito B'Davarzeh. Maybe somebody lost their mind. Maybe they're not thinking straight. Maybe they are a masochist. Maybe they want to be in pain. Maybe they want somebody to kill them. Shema min amelim mare nefesh. Maybe they're bitter about their life. Hamachakim lamus shehim tamid tokin charvos bebitnam. Rachmana litzlan. Umashlichan atzman me'alagagos. Kach zeyavo v'yomar davar shelo asa kidei sheyeharig. So maybe that's so you don't believe him. And then the Rambam repeats again. V'klal shel davar gzeres ha'malachi. So that's the Rambam Zeres Hakasuf, but also throwing in a little svara. The Radvaz, right here on the Rambam, says, V'efshar lasis ksas tam, lefi, another way to formulate it, shei nafsho shel adam kinyano, elei kinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your body doesn't belong to yourself. It belongs to God. Right? My goof is not mine. Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Yechasel, hanefashos lihena, hilkach, lo toel hoda'aso bedavar sheino shelo. My body's not mine. So I'm not believed about I'm not allowed to hurt myself. I'm not allowed to cause something to hurt myself. Umalkus palga demisahu. Ava mamono shalo. My money's mine. Hodos pal din kmei edim dami. And therefore my Hashem gives me the money to be mine. But, mishamachi amrina and hodos pal din. Vachihechi dein adam rashay laharoga datzmo. Kach ein adam rashay lahodos al atzmo sha'asa avera shechayev alav misa. Lafishe nafsho kinyano. Because it's not his. And then the Radvaz ends off. V'yim kolze animodesh higzeres malchus shel olam ein laharher. So they both try to give suggestions, but realize that it doesn't go all the way to explain, and therefore, zeres hakasif. That's a little Einad the Mesa Matzah Rasha. There are many tshuvas, fascinating tshuvas, about Einad the Mesa Matzah Rasha, just to mention one makar, and then we got to continue. Chassam Sofer, in the fourth tshuva in Yerodea, Simon Dalid, fourth tshuva in Yerodea, there's a shochet on his deathbed. He's about to die. And he starts being misvada. Starts saying misvada. And he says, Shebinura Bal Aramis. When he was young, he was with a Aramean woman. V'yatah nechshav b'stam yenam. V'yacharon hechbid shekama pa'amim matza sakino pagum. Achar shchita v'hechshar abehema. He traipsed up some animals and, you know, he didn't say anything. V'shal harav mahaya lo anam yizeh. V'heshev kitak vo yidah. The rav asked, why'd you do this? He says, my yitzara got the better of me. Umach was COVID v'dochak parnasas. I had no money. I needed to... Pashtus, he got money for the kosher ones, not for the treif ones. That was a bit. So then he's on his deathbed. The question is, do you believe the shochet? Everybody has this meat in their house. Do you believe the shochet? At the time, he's... That's the Shaila at the end of his life. So he says, oh, look in the Chavos Yar, a couple hundred years before. The Chavos Yar, Rav Yar Bachrach says, the case of a woman who's on her deathbed, and she admits that she was Mizana. And then, guess what? She gets better. She gets better. The Chazra Laburya. So, is she a Surah Labaila? Right? Generally, if a woman wakes up one morning in her marriage and says, I was Mizana, we don't believe her. We don't believe her. The husband doesn't have to believe her. Right? Maybe Shema Nasna Eineha Ba'acher. Right, we don't believe her. But now she was on her deathbed. So who had him haya habo el omer akin derech vidui. Hainim al osra baila. Velo hevi shum raya ledvarav. Vehorel maybe halecha lamus. Right, what do you say? There's no behuda about this. This is a question. Do you believe if derech vidui ain't another mesa basma rasha? So do we say a derech tshuva is allowed? But is this derech, do you believe where it affects others? It affects others. A little bit later on, he says, he continues, it's not so pashut. About the, does the husband really believe her? If the husband really believes it in the deep parts of his heart, then maybe Asur Labaila. Anyway, this is a lot of many Lamaisa cases of Einad Meisam Atzmo, Russia. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amr Lefani Rabbi Yehuda. So again, remember the case, Rabbi Yehuda said, if he says, I killed, then she's not allowed to get remarried, because we don't believe him. And if we don't believe him, he's chashud, and then there's no edus that he's dead. But if he says we, then we do. So Amr Lefani Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa, Bilis Amecha, Shinitfas, Bekesar, Shibukaputskiya. There was a case where somebody was caught. Im Kishu Yosi Laharig, as he's being let out, to be killed. Amar lahen, suve merlishto, go tell so-and-so's wife, so Shimon ben Kana, sharaktiv, bekrisas alalud. I killed her husband. Uba maisavecha chamevikim wazvarav, and they allowed her to get remarried. Right? So, Rabbi Yehuda, you say it's not allowed. Amar lahen, Rabbi Yehuda, misham raya, valalo amar ela haragnuhu. You got the story wrong. He said we, not I. And we said, Rabbi Yehuda said, if you say we, then it's as if he said, I was there, but I didn't do it, and therefore it would be believed. So you got the story wrong. Period. Halacha Yud Beis last Mishnah here. Again, talking about limitations on one's ne'emanus. Hachacham sha'asar asa'isha, b'neder al-baila. We know that a woman who makes a neder, there are two ways for her to get out of the neder. Either her husband can get out of the neder, and if her husband didn't, hafaras adarim, then she could have a rav, hataras adarim, which the Mishnah Chagiga says is a remes. It's a remes, parchin ba'avir, right? It's not meferish. The husband and the father, that's meferish psukim in Parshas Matos. But the hataras adarim is not. So if the chacham, they come to the dayan, and the chacham, she was noderas hana'a from her husband. And the husband wasn't matir, wasn't mefer, and the rabbi can't figure out a hatara. So guess what? They have to get divorced. That dayan is not allowed to marry her. Right? Maybe he didn't give her a heter because he had eyes on her. And therefore, harizeh lo yisa'ena, right? He should know that, you know, it's never gonna help him that she is going to get divorced. Chshad. Mi ana osha chaltza lefana. But if he's just one of the dayanim, that mi'un is done beforehand. And we'll see later on some Mishnah, sometimes Bezdin advises the woman to do mi'un or to do chalitza. it's a good idea for you to do this, get out of the marriage. But even though there was advice given by the Beis Din that she should do Mir, do we say that, oh, because she had got out of the marriage or did Chalitza, is there a Chshad also? So no Chshad there. No Chshad there, Yisaena, Mevneshu Beis Din. As we'll see, we're not choshes that the whole Beis Din is going to lie, you know, so that one of them can marry her. So that's the best, the difference between not doing hatara and being the dayin. The kul on shayil lehenashem amesu mutaris linasi lehem. In all these cases, by the chacham or by the earlier cases, by the shliach or by the anyone else, if any of them are married at the time the story took place and then their wives die, then there's no chshad there. We don't assume that, oh, he's going to do this because he's hoping that his wife is going to die and then he'll be able to marry this woman. He has no control over her death. And therefore, we don't assume that. The Ramban and others talk about, what if she's deathly ill? Right? Is it the same halacha? Or is it lo plug? V'kulon shenisu l'acherim, and all of them also, not only if he, the man, is married, but what if this woman, you know, does miyun, does chalitza, or any of these cases, gets divorced from her husband and she marries somebody else in the interim. And then she gets divorced or widowed from that man, then also she could get remarried to this man. In that case also, we don't assume that a man is going to plan and then the woman is going to get married in between. It's too far-fetched. But in all these cases, she's allowed to marry the man who's involved, the chacham and the shliach, that person's sons or brothers. We don't assume that he's going to make up a story to help out somebody else, even a relative. We mentioned that sometimes the Yerushalmi doesn't mention what is going on, right? You have to figure out exactly which part of the Mishnah, but sometimes you have it repeated because in some versions of Yerushalmi, we had all the Mishnayos of the Perek at the beginning of the Perek. So it's really unclear what is going on. So sometimes we have, you know, edited still in some of a repeat of the Mishnah, even though it just said this. Right? Why can't he, the Chacham, who didn't allow her to didn't give her atara, why can't he marry her? Because we assume maybe he's doing this on purpose. Omer ani, right? That's the lashon that we've quoted, that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi is the one that has that lashon famous 95% of the time in Chazal. That's his lashon of anivus, of Omer ani, Rabbi Yosef Engel. Mi ano shechotza b'fanav yisenev reishu bezdin. But if mi'un or chalitza is done in front of them, right, that needs a bezdin. That needs a bezdin. First Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Talking about prakim that have all the mishnayis at the beginning of the parak. Sanhedrin daf beis is all one big Mishnah, right? So that's where it talks about what needs three, what needs, you know, a 23, what needs 71. So chalitza and mi'un need a bezdin. She'ein shnayim mitzuyin lachtom ibnei yachad. Right, we don't assume that two of the three dayanim are going to make up the story so that the third one could marry. There is a fascinating machlokas, rishonim achronim, when the, whether gerushin needs a bezdin. Right, there's a no de Behuda, there's a line like that at the end of Baba Basra, I think, about, do you need a bezdin for gerushin? That's a machlokes. It's a machlokes in the Mishnah, Mefarshim in Sanhedrin on Daf Beis about what miyun is patterned after. Miyun is a derabbanon leaving the rabbinic marriage, and kein daraisa tikkun. What's the kein daraisa tikkun? Is miyun compared to a chalitza? Is miyun compared to a gerushin? So that would be in Gershon is three. That's a big discussion in the Noda Behuda. Okay. Taman Taninan, the Mishnah says in Baba Mitzia, Hamafket Peiros, so talking about trusting, as we'll see what the connection is. Hamafket Peiros, Chaveiro, if somebody, I give you fruit to guard for me, and then I went away on a trip. Filu Heino Ovdin, what if the fruit are going bad? They're going bad. So should I sell them and get the money and give you the money when you get back? No. Lo Yigaben, you can't touch them. You can't touch them. The Bavli says, the Karbonei here quotes it, Rod sa'ad be'kav shalom mitisha kav in shachaveiro. Right? I'd rather have my fruit than somebody else's fruit. So even if my fruit ends up being, you know, much less than what I gave you, it's all going bad, so then I'd rather have my fruit. So you don't sell it. You do sell it. Sell it in front of Beis Din, so obviously Beis Din could help you get an objective price. Right, just like by Ashavas Aveda, if you find an animal that's going to cause you a lot of money to keep, you're allowed to sell it if it's going to cause you more money. You're going to cause you more of a loss than profit. So too, Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, not only by Hashavas Aveda, but also by Pikadon. What does the Tanakhama say? No, Pikadon's different. The guy gave it to you. He knows. He knows. The Rambam says, that's the Chiluk. He knows that he gave it to you and he didn't come back yet. So it must be that he'd rather you have it. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov, Hashem Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Rav Shmuel Gamliel. We pass like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. What? That you could sell it. Ma Yehe Bedamim. What about the money? What about the money that he gets for the stuff that he sold? Right? Is he allowed to use it? Rav Yehuda, Omer Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon. It's the same Machlokas, the Karbanei Deir Kotz, the same Machlokas that we have by what I just mentioned, by Hashavas Aveda, right? If I find your animal and I sell it because it's going to cause too much expenses for me to feed it, am I allowed to use that money? Am I allowed to use it and invest it and just give it back to you when you get back? Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva says you can't touch it. Rabbi Tarfon says you can use it. Right, says the Karbanei Deir quotes, the Demei Peiros Eil, Demei Aveda Damyan. Right, just like this Machlokas, there's a Machlokas here. Tani, Bezdin lo yikhu. But Bezdin, you have to sell it in front of Bezdin. Bezdin is not allowed to buy the fruit. Right, because maybe they're trying to get a good price. Rabbi Akiva Omer, this is Rabbi Akiva and Amora with the same name. This is not the Tana Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Amar, Rabbi Chia Bar Shabtai Makshi, he has Hachat Omar, Mi Anosh Chalzo Bafadav Yisanim Rabbi Shu Bezdin. Wait a minute. In our Mishnah, if me and Chalitza are done in front of them, we say, they're not lying. One of those judges will let him marry her. Because the other two are not gonna lie to get the third one married. Vachat Amar Hachin, but so why here do we say that if you sell the produce in front of the Bezdin, one guy's not allowed to buy it? What do you mean? I thought three people aren't gonna lie. Answer, Rabbi Yossi, Tamana Mekach Darko Lishtalish. By the fruit, you can split the money. You can split the money. So maybe they're all in cahoots. Maybe they're all in it together and you can split the money. Baram Hacha, but here, only one of them can marry her. Ain't Shnayim, Mitsuyin Lachto, Mibnei Echad. Right? Only one of them is going to be able to marry her. So we don't assume they're going to make up a story about Chalitza, in order for one of them. Period. Fukulan Chayulahem Nashim Amesu Mudarsli Nasilahen. And all of them, all of these men, that had been, if they were married and their wives die, then we assume it's okay. Lo amru ela meso. This is only if the wives die, because obviously they had no control over that. Hashem me mesu machaya. Ha im nizgar shulo. But if they divorced their wife, then he can't. Because maybe nasna ba'acher and nasan einav ba'acheres. So therefore, that would not be allowed. And also the same thing. If they marry somebody in between, then they could come back to him. We don't assume they have this whole ultimate plan. They're going to marry somebody in between and then get divorced. Good. We don't assume he's going to make up a story to get his brother or his son a wife. And now we get back to hardcore Yavamis. Says the Mishnah. Arba achim, shnayim mehem nusuim shtei achyos. There are four brothers. Four brothers. Two of them are married to sisters. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters, and Reuben and Shimon die. So now you have two sisters that fall to Yibum, to the other brothers. Umeisu anisuim es achyos. So what's the halacha? So let's think. Each one of them has their own zika, right? They're falling from a separate husband. So let's say they weren't related. Each one of them requires Yibum or Chalitza, right? Even though if a man has five wives, then you only have to do Chalitza or Yibum to one of them and the others are off. The Zika is done. But here they're falling from two different husbands. So they have two separate Zikas. So each one of them requires Yibum or Chalitza. The problem is each one of them is Achos Zikukaso, right? We said that's Ki'ilu and Achos Ishto. Achos Ishto is an Issa Daraisa with an Issa Karis. Achos Ishto. The two brothers married two sisters. So if a man divorces, that's usher. But here is achos zukukasa, which is not as serious, but it's still an usher. Daraisa drabanan, at least a drabanan. So in that case, what do you do? Hariza elu chosos lomus yamos. From the Bavli, I think it seems like it's a drabanan. From the Yerushalmi, it seems like it's an issa daraisa. It's a daraisa, but without the karis. Harielu chosos lomus yamos. So you have to, so they both have to get chalitza. Both of these women have to get chalitza and not yibum. Why not yibum? After the first one got chalitza, why don't you say that the second one, okay, even didn't we say at the end of the previous perek, oh, maybe after the first zika is finished, then it's ki'ilu, the other woman is scot-free. So here the Mefarshim explained, the Tosfos Yontif says, kiven dene esra, once she had an isser yibum at one point in her life, that stays. right? Each of these women were usher to all the other brothers because of achos zukukaso. So once that isser kicked in, so then it stays. And again, you look at the Tosfos Yontif, how it's different than some of the cases we had in the previous parak. V'im kadmu v'katsu yotziyu. And if they did yibum, then they're forced to get divorced. Not like the last case that, the last parak where we said sometimes they could stay married. Because that was all cases of suffolk. Remember the case, you don't know who was married, so it's all suffolk, achos chalutza. So, but here's a vadai. Here is vadai. They each were with achos zukukaso, and therefore, they are not allowed to stay married. Rabbi Lazar, Omer is actually a machlokas. Beishame Omer Mikaimu, Beisil Omer Yasiyo. Beish Rabbi Lazar says, oh, this is one of the few cases. Beishame is Mako, they could stay married. In that case, and the sheet of Basilel says Yotziu. So we'll see other versions. Arba Achim Shtayim Mehem Nusim Sheachios says the Gemara. Let's think about this. Ilu Arba Achin Shnayim Mehem Nusim Shtei Nachrios Shema Eda Misyamos. As we just said, if the two women were not related, they could both get Yibum Dam. There are four brothers. Two of them die. Two women who are now potentially Yivamis, so they both get Yibum. So why here is it different? So Gemara explains, Shani hi hacha, sheish bo iser achios. Here they're sisters. They're sisters, therefore there's achos zukukaso, which is patterned after achos ishto. Says the Gemara, really? If it's so similar to achos ishto, why do you say they need anything? Me'ata lo yitzri chosem en chalitza. Why do you say they get off scot-free? Remember the first mishnah in the Masechta? What was the first mission of the Masechta? The 15 women who, if one of the co-wives is an Isra Erva, so then they don't do anything. So what was one of the cases there? Two brothers marry two sisters, right? And one of the brothers dies. So what's the halacha? So, and that brother had five wives. One of his wives was Shimon's wife's sister, Achos Ishto. What is the halacha there? Just like Achos Ishto is pater and just can marry anybody, so do all the other wives. So here, ask the Gemara, if you're telling me achos zukukaso is a thing, so why don't you say that they both have to do nothing? Why do you have to say they both have to get chalitza? So the Gemara says, no, it's not as strong. Amar Reb Matanya, yidei zika ve'enbo iser achios bururos. Right, it's not like achos ishto. Achos zukukaso is ki'ilu it's achos ishto, but it's not mamish like achos ishto. So note, the Gemara didn't answer, come on, this is an issa derabanan. Of course you need chalitza. So that's why Achronim say, it sounds like from this line in the Yerushalmi holds that achos zukukaso is an issa daraisa. It's just not as strong as achos ishto. Because if it was an issa derabanan, the Gemara wouldn't even ask this question. Of course, if it's an issa derabanan, there's a zika and you have to do chalitza. Like we had before, issa mitzvah and issa kedusha. Some of those. Okay. Taman taninan, we learned in the Mishnah later on daf chaf hey. The Mishnah says as follows. Shemeres yavam shekidei shachem es achosa. What happened? There's a brother. There's a brother that's waiting. There's a Reuven dies. So Shimon has to do Yibum to Reuven's wife. But all of a sudden, Shimon is Mekadesh, the sister of the Yavama. Right? He's supposed to do Yibum to this woman. And instead, he goes in his Mekadesh, first stage of marriage, to the sister of the... What do you mean, the sister? This is Acho Zukukaso. What are you doing? So you can't do this. So what does the Mishnah say to do? Oh, we have an idea. We have an idea. This Levi, there's a third brother. Let Levi do Yibum. And then at that point, it's no longer Acho Zukukaso. Because the Zukuka is married now to Levi. And then now this other woman who you were Makadesh, Dunisuin to enjoy. You shouldn't have done Kiddushin at that point. Because really you should have done Yibum to this woman. And then, but maybe this guy was like, I know I'm never going to be able to marry her if I do that. Achos chalutzaso. So just wait for your brother to do something. No, he jumped the gun. So what does the Mishnah say? Shemeres Yavam Shekidesh Achav Ezachosa, or Shemeres Yavam that was Mekadesh, the sister, Mishum Reb Yudah ben Maseira Amru, Omrim Lo, so Bezin advises him, Hamtena Chiasa Achicha Godamaisa. Let your brother do something. Let your brother do Yibam Chalitza. Choltsu La'achim Okansu, and once one of the other brothers does Yibam Chalitza, Yichnos Ezishto, then he could get remarried. He could do Nisuin. Yichnos means Nisuin. Right? Because at that point, the Zika, disappears, so he could continue. This woman is not related to anybody. Mesa hayavama yichnos. And if the Yavama dies, also, he could get married to the woman he had, the sister of the Yavama, that he had been, mukudashas to. Mesa hayavam, but if the brother dies, and now he's the only brother, right? There was Levi, and then Levi dies. So now what's going on here? Reuven died. And he has a wife. and that has to be Yimachalitza. Shimon did Kiddushin to Rachel. Let's see, she's Rachel. Shimon did Kiddushin to Rachel's sister. Uh-oh. So Bezin says, tell Levi to do Yimachalitza. Levi dies. Shimon's the only brother now. Guess what? You're stuck. You're stuck. And what Moshe has Ishto Baged, the Kiddushin worked that you did to the sister. Why? Because at most it was just an Isser Lav. It's not, we're not like Rabbi Akiva, that Chayvi Lavin are like Chayvi Krisus. So the Kiddushin were Tofes. So you're married to this woman, but you can't marry her because she's Achos Ukukaso. But you can't marry the Yavama now. Okay, I'll divorce this wife. I'll marry the Yavama. No. She's Achos Ishto. So you know what? You gotta do Yibam, you gotta do Chalitza, you gotta do Get. Right, Moshe is Ishto, but get Vasishas Achaba Chalitza. Right, there's nothing you could do. Right, there's neither of these women are motor to you. Good. Says the Gemara, now we're medayik, and then we're eventually going to ask a question. Lo amar ela meisa yivinto motor b'ishto. What does it say? If the Yavama dies, so then he could stay married to it. He could do nisun with his wife. Avol meisa ishto aser b'yivinto. But if his wife, the woman he did kiddushin to, he can't go back to the Yavama to do yibam. Why? Because once she was Nesra as Achos Ishto, it's Nesra forever. Nesra forever. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Zudiv Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Lazar Avodiv Chachamim Meisa Yivimto Muter Beishto Meisa Ishto Muter Beivimto. Rabbi Yochanan says no, right? So Machlokes Amaraim here. Are you? Do you make that diuk in the Mishnah? Meaning, let's say his wife dies, right? He did kiddushin, and his wife could he go back to now to do yivama now to do what he's supposed to do? Machlokes. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan Diver Chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan says, you know why it's Muter? Because what's the whole reason that the yivama became aser? Because of this woman, this wife. Called over Shuba, we had this line before. Called over Shuba Machba's Gorim. If someone becomes Usr for a reason, Batel Agorim, Batel Isser. Once the reason is Batel, then the Isser is Batel. So the only reason that he can't do Nisuin with his wife is because there's a Yavama. The Yavama dies, so he could marry this woman. He can marry, the only reason he can't marry the do Nisuin to his wife is because there's a Yavama. Or the only reason that he can't marry the Yavama is because he has a wife. So once the wife dies, so then he can do the Yibam. Rabbi Lazar says, no. Even if the reason is Batel, the Isser stays once it's Nesra. So what does it have to do with us? So here we go. Rabbi Yossi Berchanina Boikumi Rabbi Yochanan Hacha in Hacha means the Mishnah that we're discussing on Daf Chav Beis. Hachat Amar Meisa Yivimto Muter Beishto Meisa Bishto Muter Yivimto. Rabbi Yochanan, you say again in this case where the man does kiddushin to the sister. You say that if one of them dies, then you can marry the other one. But v'hachat amar hachin. But here, why in our Mishnah then we say, remember what's our Mishnah? We have four brothers, two of them are married to sisters. So what do we say there? You gotta both do chalitza. They have to both chalitza. Why don't you say the first one should get yibam? The first one should get chalitza, the second one will get yibam. Why do you say that? Why can't one of them do yibam? Amar le eni odea tamachi is mine. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why the sister's reason. Why should it be usher? It should be the same thing. If you do chalitza to the first one, that zikah disappears. So you have one woman left. Amar Reb Zo'o or Amar Reb Chiya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, a different version of what his I don't know was. Eini odia tam achios mahin. The same thing. I don't know what the reason for the sisters are. Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Chiya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, eini odia tam achios yivamos mahin. I don't know what the reason is. What is that even adding? Rabbi Hila, Rabbi Yosef, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, it's adding as follows. This is one way to read the Gemara. Lo doma iser achios yivamos, l'iser achios she'enin yivamos. Right? This is, our Mishnah should be even less serious of an issue. Over there, on Daf Chav Beis, that's an achos ishto, that's an isadar aisa, that disappears. And there, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's okay, you can marry the new woman. Here, the whole thing is achos ukukaso, which is less serious than achos ishto. Maybe it's even Durabanan according to the Bavli. So the Gemara wonders, we'll have to see what the answer is, the Gemara wonders, why should it be that in that Mishnah that we're discussing from Daf Chav Beis, Yibam would be allowed after the first other woman is out of the picture, while in our Mishnah, even after Chalitza is done, the Mishnah says you have to do Chalitza to the other woman as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here.